yard setback and corner front yard setback requirements for a proposed pool and a proposed structure, and a variance from the fence height requirements for a proposed fence. Sections 115.34, 115.182 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. And members may remember this from their previous meeting of November 18th. Thank you.
Okay. Have you listened to the...
I have not, so I will not be participating.
Okay. Do I have a motion? Or would you like to discuss it?
The only thing I see is he didn't want to, he could turn the pool a little bit, and he didn't want to do anything like that at all. That's what he wants, and I mean, I think there's another option that he can turn that pool and put it on the other side, either one.
Okay.
The other factor too is that there was, according to my notes, that there was a lane that wood was brought in for splitting, chopping,
yeah,
all those things. And so to me, there was a decision to be made. Do you want the lane, or if we move the pool so that a variance wasn't required?
Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, the lane is not a permanent lane. I think you just use that.
I agree.
Off the way back. And use that. I mean, it's a once a year thing or something like that, not an annual, right, everyday use.
Okay.
I have no problem with the fence.
Well,
oh, you guys have a problem with the fence?
No, I was just... We can do one, or yeah, we could do them by themselves. So the pool placement variance, we could make a motion on, and then we'll take care of the fence.
Madam Chair, I believe it's all one application, so you could approve pieces of the application,
right,
and deny others.
Right.
But I would ask that you not vote separately on them. Vote maybe as a total, approve one and not others, so it's not considered three applications.
Okay. So it's going to be a two-part motion, right?
Was there a third with the storage shed, or is that not?
No,
it's not on here. It's not on here.
So there's a...
So it was put on.
I thought it was part of the record.
The variances for the front yard setback, corner front setback, and the pool. If there was discussion in the last meeting, then it was advertised to include a fourth, then it can be considered. So
we had that discussion at the very beginning, if you recall, and we had a question about whether the storage shed was part of the application or not, and we were told that it could be.
It can be, and so
okay,
if it was considered, you can consider it.
Okay. Well, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the fence because I don't think there's any difficulty there. That's be fine. With the pool, I make a motion we deny the pool. I think it can be moved.
Okay.
And you don't meet the standard for that.
And the shed?
Where's the shed? Sorry. Where's the shed? On this? Oh. I thought he said he could move that.
He did?
He did. So
I did.
I make a motion that we deny the shed.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, your application is denied and approved, correct?
That is correct. It's approved to the fence and denied to the other two items.
Okay. All right. Moving